The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott.
And good morning. It is not Carl and Linda Bott. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. This is Trish Clark, and we are live at the Mount Shasta Mall. I'm joined with Sharon Clark.
Good morning, everyone.
And we're here this morning for the Healthy Aging Fair that's going on from 7 to 9. Or we're going to be here from 7 to 10. The Healthy Aging Summit is from 9 to 1. But we're looking forward to spending the morning with you from 7 to 10. Looking like it's going to be a kind of a windy day out there. It's 61 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for a high today of, I can't see it now here, 72 and a low of 59. It's going to be up in the 80s today. On Saturday, we're looking for a high of 88 and a low of 58. Sunday, 84, high of 60. On Monday, a high of 55 and 60. Looking like a little cloudy during the week, but we're looking for real heavy wind. Be very careful when you get on the freeways because it's pretty hazardous when it starts blowing that arc. And, of course, the fire danger comes up as well. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are Warden friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, we're at the mall, but we have a guest in the studio. And it's Twinkie the cat. She's accompanied by Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. Excuse me. Good morning. So, yeah, I have a little tiny kitty here. Her name is Twinkie. She's a little orange long-haired kitten. I was sharing with Jared the strange fact that only about 20% of orange cats are female. So it's mostly males that are orange cats. But Twinkie is most definitely a girl. And she is about 3 months old, and she is looking for her forever home. So if anybody is interested in kittens, now would be a good time to come down to Haven. We're starting to get our kittens in for the season.
Okay, and so what would they do if they want to come down? They just come down to Haven and ask for Twinkie?
Yeah, they can come down to Haven and ask for Twinkie. We're open from 11 to 5 for visiting, Monday through Saturday. Also, we are still doing our Step the Bus. So today, KRCR is actually going to be stepping the bus with the Salvation Army, but our adoption special goes on until tomorrow, so we're going to extend it one extra day. If anybody brings in non-perishable human food items, adoptions for anybody in the shelter is only $25, and that includes cats and dogs. So you can help those less fortunate and also adopt a new furry friend for $25.
Okay, and when we go down to Haven Humane, all of the shots and all of the health things have been done for these animals. Is that
right,
correct?
Exactly. So we always like to say there's no such thing as a free animal, because even if you know their kittens are everywhere right now, and you might be able to get a free one, but it's not going to come spayed and microchipped and up to date on all of its vaccines and have important health testing. So definitely encourage people to adopt and not only save a life, but save some serious money while you're at it.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Amy, for bringing Twinkie in, and we're not there to pet her and be friendly with her, but thanks for being there anyway.
Of course. You guys have a great day.
All right. So, Sharon.
Oh, my gosh. So we're down here at the mall. We got to get out of the studio today and down here, and we were both on time.
This is kind of amazing. one of the things that I don't do since I'm retired is mornings, with the single exception of Thursdays, and I make the exception to do that. And then here I am 2 days in a row, and not only am I out and about, but I'm sitting in the middle of the Mount Shasta Mall. I'm thinking that this is not my mental image of retirement.
Well, the Rusty Nail isn't open yet.
I know.
Otherwise, you might have taken a detour when you're on your way this morning.
That's exactly right. As we were exchanging texts last week trying to figure out where I was supposed to be at this particular time of the morning, that did come up.
So we will be having our vendors arriving here in the next hour or so, and we'll probably be chatting with some of them about what they're going to be doing here. But for those of you listening, the Healthy Aging Fair will be happening today inside the mall right in front of the JCPenney court area from 9 to 1. We have over 40 vendors in attendance. With free senior resources. We have some health screenings going on. We will have a fall risk assessment going on, a memory assessment going on, along with prize drawings happening at 12:30. So when people arrive today, they will start at their registration table, get their map and passport, which has a random 20 vendors on it. They will take that around to the booths, and it's a pretty small area, so not a lot of walking. Get that signed off, learn about some of the different vendors. Then you put that passport into an enter to win box, and then we're going to have a pretty large selection of gift baskets to give away. So at 12:30, we'll start doing the drawings, and you need to be present to win. So come on down, get yourself a coffee at the Kaleidoscope Coffee, walk around, learn about all these great resources. We're going to have different vendors chatting about things like legal services, skilled nursing, nutrition, prosthetics, adult daycare, rehabilitation centers, home care, home health care, assisted living. So we have really a wide, wide variety of options and really important information for people. As you and I know, as people age, we have different needs that come up, and we want to make sure we're prepared.
And we have such a wide variety of booths that are going to be here today, all kinds of information. We have stuff about transportation. We have health care, Social Security information, veterans information. Cottonwood Drug will be here, senior care solutions, Shasta Suicide Prevention, senior helpers, MD Imaging, Alzheimer's Association, holiday retirement. There's just all kinds of organizations that are going to be here with incredible information. United Way, several of the assisted living facilities, just a whole cadre of people that are going to be down here today to answer all your questions. And if you're a child that has senior or parents that are aging, or you yourself are getting up there and know that there's going to be some things you need to make decisions about in the future, this is your opportunity to come down and ask all those questions, gather that information, and be prepared for what's if you keep aging and keep having birthdays, some of this stuff is going to come up in your life, and that's certainly what we hope for all of us.
And we'll be here till 10, so you can come on and say hi to the Clark Show.
Absolutely,
because we do have some fans actually out there. I've had people say that to me before.
They just like the way we mess up the show.
That's right. Well, you won't have to yell at me today because I can't walk away too far, so that'll be good. We did have a fun time yesterday.
Yeah, that was rather interesting. Live radio. That's what I love about live radio, because you really, I mean, it is what it is. And so when you make a really good mistake, there's just no way to cover it up usually. So you just kind of have to live with it.
Yeah, so some vendors are arriving, so probably after this next break we might be able to get a little interview going on with some of the folks that are arriving and setting up their tables. And again, you can come on in through the mall entrance right there by the Rusty Nail, and the registration table is kind of toward the center by Kaleidoscope Coffee, and that's where you'll start and get your map and your passport. And you can walk around. The other great thing we're doing today is a senior survey that the Older Adult Policy Council has put together to really help identify what areas in Shasta County maybe we're lacking in services, or we haven't really seen a need yet, but we know one is coming. So we have all of the seniors in attendance today encouraged to stop by that booth and fill out that survey. So that we can make sure that, again, as Trish has indicated in the past, we're not duplicating services amongst our nonprofits, because they're getting grants and funding. We want to be sure that we're putting that money into the proper places and providing the services we need. And as things change, as resources change, certain agencies may not be able to offer things they used to, and we want to know where those gaps are. So that senior survey is really important. So we encourage everybody in attendance today to take the time to fill that out too, so we can do a better job, all of us that are here and care about our seniors aging well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to remind you, when you come in, please stop by the booth and say hello. We'd love to see you, and we're going to go to a break right now, and we'll be right back.
And this portion of the program is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. They offer warranties, guarantees, 7-day a week, 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air. Call 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Free Fire Radio Special Edition, live from the Mount Shasta Mall, continues after these messages.
Are you ready for this, country fans? True American country music artist Rodney Adkins live in concert inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Friday, May 25th, come see Rodney Adkins perform hits such as Farmer's Daughter. If you're gonna go through hell, take a back road, and many more. After two decades in country music, this Tennessee-born songwriter and singer still loves the roots as much as the tree. With more than six number one hits, four LPs, and over 10 million units sold, tickets for the sensational show start at just $30. This will be a sellout, so get your tickets now. Do not miss your chance to see Rodney Adkins live in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, May 25th. For tickets or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-UIN. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. Come celebrate 25 years at the river with us. They can't get worse than that, and then
they... The best of the best meet up May 16th through 19th as Wranglers and Leather come together to celebrate 70 years of Redding rodeo history. The toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast with four nights of pure adrenaline pumping excitement. Opening night, the extreme bull riding event, barrel racing, and the insanity of the wildly popular chuck wagon races. Purchase tickets for the May 12th stake feed and rodeo tickets online at RedingRodeo.com or at the rodeo ticket office on Auditorium Drive. Sponsored by Foothill Distributing, McConnell Foundation, and California Highway Patrol.
For some, yard work isn't a chore. It's a passion. If you're someone who loves being outside and takes pride in your lawn, then you need the Honda HRX, one of the most technologically advanced walk-behind mowers on the planet. The HRX features the VersaMo system, a unique 4-in-1 system that lets you bag, mulch, discharge, or shred leaves with no attachments. Then there's Honda's exclusive MicroCut twin-blade cutting system, which gives you finer clippings for more bagging capacity, or when mulching, finer clippings that actually help feed your lawn. Plus, the HRX's handle and controls are ergonomically designed to be comfortable on your hands. A limited lifetime warranty on the Nexsight deck and an impressive 5-year limited warranty on the mower make the HRX one of the best values anywhere. To learn more, just visit Honda.com. Better yet, come see the Honda HRX at Lee's Honda, 2230 Larkspur Lane in Redding. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967, online at Lee'sHonda.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly away.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. It's Friday. This is Trish Clark. I'm joined here with
Sharon Clark. Good morning, everyone.
And we're at the Mount Shasta Mall this morning for the Healthy Aging Fair. We're hoping you're going to stop by. It starts at 9 o'clock. We have 40 vendors here that are going to show you everything you need to know about aging in Shasta County. We're joined now by one of my favorite people, Doug Hirsch from Aidas Healthcare. I just shocked the heck out of him.
Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
So, Doug, you've been to many events that I've kind of spearheaded and the Healthy Aging Fair in the past, and Addis is always a really good community resource, and you guys like to participate in these fairs to let seniors know about what you guys do.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about your agency and what people can expect at your booth today down here at the Healthy Aging Fair.
Well, at our booth, we're a home health care company. Of course, the usual information on home health and our programs and what we do. Do have a drawing there for a thermal blanket, neck blanket. which I think I need this morning.
You might need
my neck.
Who knows if it'll be given away today. You might just take it home.
Yeah. Well, I'll give it away. I'll take it home. So, but it looks like a great event, well organized again this year. Nice to be back in the mall here.
Mm-hmm.
And home health is Medicare's kind of packed program out there. They encourage seniors to stay at home, and we try to keep them at home and keep them out of the hospital and the SNFs out there. We have physical therapists, occupational therapists, RNs, speech therapists. We have a certified diabetic educator, which is well needed in this area. And we get referrals from doctors and hospitals and SNFs and doctor's orders. And we go out on episodes anywhere from 60 days or more. And the government pays us. They're paying more and more for outcome. They want to see something for their dollar, which is as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And
be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
The Bulls are back. It's Bulls and Barrels, Wednesday, May 16th, as Wranglers and Leather meet up with the toughest cowboys, the baddest bulls, the talent and grace of barrel racers, and the insanity of chuck wagon races. A full night of extreme bull riding, WPRA barrel racing, chuck wagon races, and a little mutton busting thrown in for the little tykes. Opening night of Reading Rodeo will be a night of thrills, danger, and excitement as guys, girls, and kids match up for this wild and gritty event. Book your tickets now at readingrodeo.com or the Rodeo Ticket office. Hurry, this show will sell out.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Brrr.
What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great landing, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Your head symbol. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab. Faster for less.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
Hey, this is Kenny Breedlove at Market Street Steakhouse. On behalf of Wes and I want to personally thank all the first responders, including fire, police, and medical. All of us at Market Street Steakhouse appreciate all you do.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
And we're back. I wasn't sure when we left. Okay, so we're visiting here with Doug Hirsch from Addis Healthcare, and Sharon and I are at the Healthy Aging Fair this morning. I'm a little confused as to what exactly happened there.
I think we lost our connection with Skype, so we just lost it. So we're down here at the Mount Shasta Mall inside, right in front of JCPenney, and chatting with one of our vendors that will be here today with us, Doug, from Addis Healthcare. And we were just chatting about home health and navigating the complexities of Medicare and coverages. But the great thing is, for those of you that need home health, that's all what they do on their end. So as far as you go, if there's any problems with Medicare and coverages, you guys will let them know. You guys do all the back end help with that and make sure that right. things are handled, because it is complex. And I know that if people are interested in home health, oftentimes you'll help facilitate getting that prescription and getting to their doctor and helping them get that
yes,
covered.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Because we want to be sure that the prescription is written properly so that you can get the right. you can get the nursing care and bathing aids and PT, OT, speech therapy. You have a diabetic specialist
right.
clinician. So there and oftentimes I will say, Doug, I know this happens a lot with people we work for with home helpers is when you get a type 2 diabetes and you're a bit older and you're trying to manage a diet change mm-hmm. and insulin or at least taking your blood sugar, this is a big shift.
Right, right.
And how you've eaten always may not be how you can eat now. And so this gal can help educate people on what those changes need to be to keep them healthy and safe.
Medication management is a big thing of what we do out mm-hmm. there in the field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've seen seniors, obviously. Bring your bag into the doctor's office.
Oh, yes.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, and medications they shouldn't even have anymore.
Yeah.
Well, because one doctor has prescribed one thing, and then somebody right. else prescribed something else, unaware that they had the other medication, and or they were told not to continue right. to take it. Right. Seniors being what they are, they still
pills
they might
need
in the
it
bottle.
One day.
Well, they might need it one day, and they don't want to waste anything,
right.
so they'll go ahead and finish those out. The other thing that's always important with that pain medication is to make sure that you are aware of all of the drugs that they're taking and
yeah.
somehow get that. And that still doesn't seem to work really well between the pharmacies and the doctor's offices and those things. Somehow or another, there just isn't a good record of that.
Well, I think they're aware of it, but I don't know if they always look at it. And, you know, as part of what we do is get out there and line up all the medications and start looking at them. And if we think it's conflicting, we get a hold of their primary care physician.
Last
say, you know, I think you should change this.
Yeah, and of course, one of the things that we're facing right now, specifically in Shasta County, is that holds your primary care physician, because with a lot of the changes that have been made in just the recent past, there's a whole lot of people out there in Shasta County who no longer have a primary physician.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of people with a lot of retirement.
I think the last statistic I read was like 65% of hospitalizations every year are for medication noncompliance.
Yeah. Yes.
So to your point, I always encourage like the adult children too. If you're visiting your parents and you haven't seen them for a while and there's a med situation, you can kind of see you're not sure. Say, Mom, Dad, sit me down and tell me exactly what you're taking and for what and what are the dosages, and double check all the bottles and make sure that they understand what they're taking and why. If they can't explain it to you, it may be time to introduce, you know, the 7-day pill minder box for the week and help them fill that once a week and help, because it's easy to get confused and be taking. We've had kids catch a couple blood pressure meds because they switched pharmacies, and this pharmacy didn't realize they already had it coming and that kind of thing. And so it's not purposeful that seniors do this, but it's easy to get confused. Sometimes it's like a science experiment. This one 1 hour before meal, this one an hour after meal. You know, it's tough to manage all that.
Yeah. So what this is all about today and this Healthy Aging Fair is because all of these things are going to come up as we go along, and we need to be aware. Better be aware before it happens and you need the care. That's what we're about today. Let's take a walk around the mall here, pick up the information, find out all these things that are available. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Let me ask you something. When is the last time you went to the range and shot your personal protection firearm? With this problem in mind, we at Northern Firearms Instruction have developed the NFI Defensive Pistol Course, taught one Sunday a month from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Reading Gun Club. This class reviews all the important concepts of the use of a pistol for self-defense. Bring 100 cartridges and your firearm to spend 5 hours with a certified NRA instructor. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I want to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County. The lives you save and the property you protect help us enjoy our wonderful Northern California outdoors. This is Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent, and I want to thank you again for all you do.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
My name is Sam. I am 19 and was born and raised in Reading. It looks like criminals are taking over our city. There's so many parks in Reading that I played in when I was a kid. It seems now that they're covered with trash and filled with sketchy-looking people. It's sad, but I won't go near those parks. Why can't we do something about this? I hear stories of people walking to stores, taking whatever they want, and walking out without paying, and nothing happens to them. Cars get stolen by the same bad guys, and still, nothing happens to them. Then I learned that the state gave Shasta County $20 million to build an adult rehabilitation center. This was supposed to help convicted criminals learn new skills so they might find a better life. Seems like a step in the right direction, but the county gave the money back. Why?
My name is Joe Comenti, and I'm asking you to elect me to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Law enforcement is aggressively trying to protect us, but it's time for new leadership at the Board of Supervisors. It's time for action.
Paid for by the committee to elect Joe Comenti.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. We're doing something a little different today. If you're just tuning in, we're over at the Mount Shasta Mall in front of the Penny's, J.C. Penney's, and we've got a Healthy Aging Fair going on. Healthy Aging Fair 2018, 40 local vendors that supply senior services throughout Shasta County, everything from the skilled nursing facilities to drug preparation companies to the Social Security information, anything you need to know about aging in Shasta County. There's going to be someone here this morning from 9 to 1 to talk to you about it. We invite you to come on over and join Sharon Clark and I. We're going to be here doing this live remote from 7 to 10. And we're going to be visiting with several of the people in the show this morning and to let you know. But I want to encourage you to come by because there's all kinds of information available, some great prizes that are going to be given away, and you can come visit with Sharon and I.
We want to see everybody. We want to see our fan club for Clark and Clark.
Absolutely. So you got us 2 days in a row here. And so we invite you to please come on by and check out all that's going on. We're joined now by Kelly Valish, and she's the marketing coordinator for Marquee Shasta.
Good morning, Kelly.
Skilled nursing
home. Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
You want to ask Trish?
Yeah, no, go ahead. Tell us about.
Yeah, so for those people that don't know, because, you know, when we say rehabilitation centers, Trish, when I say people, you know, and then after the hospital stay, they're probably going to go to a rehab facility, they're like, well, he doesn't have an addiction problem.
Right.
I mean, how many people think that, you know?
Right.
Until you have a hip fracture, you don't think about rehab in the same terms, right?
Very true. But we are a post-hospital rehabilitation that is providing physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, and we also do the skilled nursing aspect of it for long-term care patients, those unable to live at home. Our nursing staff is there to provide all those needs.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of times they're coming from a hospital stay.
Correct.
So Medicare, if they are in the hospital, I know there's some guidelines here, for 3 days, generally speaking, with some other qualifiers, Medicare will cover a stay in a skilled nursing facility. Mm-hmm. 30 days to 90 days to 100 days?
Medicare gives you an up to 100-day stay
for
your rehabilitation needs. Just to carry on with that a little bit, the first 20 days are covered at 100% by Medicare. Then there is a copay for days 21 through 100, mm-hmm. which most of the time, if you have a Medicare supplement, it's going to pick that up.
That's great.
You don't get that automatic 100 days. You do have to meet that skillable need.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't try to keep people there that long. Our goal is to get them home as quickly as possible mm-hmm. because, as we know, that's where people want to be.
Absolutely.
But we want them to be as safe and as in good a health as they can be so their transition back home is a successful one.
And I know that we have folks that have qualified for skilled nursing or the rehab side of things, and they're leaving the hospital and they're calling my office. They don't really want to go. And they want to come home early, and I always encourage people to go. You know, it's 24-hour nursing care. That's home helpers can't offer that. No one can offer that at home. And oftentimes, you've come out of a hospital. You still may have a medical issue pending.
Mm-hmm.
I say, you don't have to stay the whole time, but at least go for a week or two. Get that extra therapy. You're getting it at least every day, sometimes twice a day, which you can't get that at home. To get that strength back and get
Correct.
Ready to go.
And we do provide that physical therapy 2 times a day,
mm-hmm.
7 days a week. So it's a really great service for them to be successful in going home. Now, there are those ones that go directly home from the hospital. If you've had that 3-day qualifying stay, maybe things aren't going so well, you have from 30 days from your date of discharge, you could admit into a skilled nursing facility
for
those rehab needs.
So if they're a little too anxious, which
yes.
has happened with some of our seniors. That
Many of them.
They get home and, you know, the rubber meets the road, so to speak.
Correct.
They can be like, oops, I wasn't quite ready.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then you can call us. We can do an evaluation, make sure that you're going to meet those needs, and we can bring them right from home.
And I know you guys in your facility have had a little bit of a facelift in the last year or two. It's beautiful.
We have renovated the entire facility. It is absolutely beautiful. We have 17 private rooms for our people discharging from the hospitals for their short-term rehab stay. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it doesn't feel hospital-y
at all. No hospital feel at all. It's very homey.
So the point of this whole thing that we're doing today is we don't know when these occasions are going to arise when we're going to need a skilled nursing facility or we're going to break a hip and fall down and even have to think about this. This is your opportunity for the next few hours to come down and get some information, talk to the people that you might need in the future. Have that in your little bag of goodies so that when this happens, you know, okay, I know where I want to go because I've talked to the people at Marquis, and I know that that's where I'd want to go. Or if you have a friend, you could make a recommendation and say, you know, it's okay to go to the skilled nursing facility because I've already know about this one. This is a good place to go.
Right. Oh, Trish, you are spot on with that. I always say be prepared. You don't know when you're going to end up in that hospital if it's on an accident-type basis.
For sure.
And then you're there. The discharge planners say, where do you want to go? And if you don't know what the facilities are offering.
You don't even know what they are. You
correct.
You never thought about it.
So I kind of say, come by, take a tour of the facilities, be prepared, or come down today and talk to me. We'll be here at the Healthy Aging Fair until 1.
Absolutely. And I know a lot of times if you're discharging and you don't have a name, they just call around and who has a bed, and that's where you go.
Mm-hmm.
And I not every rehab facility does physical therapy on the weekends.
Correct.
So
and so I think that is
point.
A huge benefit with coming to Marquis Shasta.
Yeah. Because if you're there, you want to get well as quickly as you can and get back into your normal surroundings. And that's what you want for them, too.
That's what we want for them also.
Absolutely. Yep. So this is a great opportunity for you to take advantage of. I mean, we've got 40 vendors here that are going to be just giving you information, available to talk to you one-on-one today. Set up some tours if you want to go do a visit about it. Acquaint yourself so you've got some more information in your cadre to take advantage of, because we never know one day at a time what's going to happen the next day.
And I will say, you know, and you've done a great job of this, Trish, which is you have your file for your son. He doesn't live in Reading. So if something happens at some point, he's going to be starting at square one, but he won't be because you've got your little file. And so for instance, if you come down today and you start gathering your info.
I'm just going to turn them over to Sharon Clark.
That's right. You will.
The front of the file says,
right.
Call Sharon. She knows what to do.
I won't send it on a bad path. But I will say, like, even if you know where you want to go, to have that information at home where your kids, where your adult kids know, because let's say you meet Kelly, you tour Marquis, a year from now, this issue happens, your kids live in Sacramento. Oftentimes the kids are here panicking because they didn't know. They don't know any. They know in their town where they would have you go. But so to really communicate all of that and have your file together.
Have that available for your person that might be your responsible decision maker thrown into a situation.
Because a lot of times when you don't have that, the kids panic. And they might even have you go home with them, go to rehab in their town, and get you out of your comfort zone because that's what's familiar to them.
Right.
Because they don't know.
Yeah.
And so if you can have those resources laid out and say, I've toured this. I actually, on one of my older radio shows, encouraged people to do the tours of all of the rehabs. And some of them have telephones in the room. Some of them don't. Some of them have therapy 7 days a week. Some of them don't. Sometimes it's important to people to have a facility near their home so that their spouse can easily come and visit them.
That's true.
You know, there's different priorities for people. And so to really, I remember doing this, and then one of the facilities called me and said, we had a wonderful older man come in today and ask for a tour. He said, Sharon Clark on the radio said he should come by and take a tour of all the facilities. So he had his information and he went out and, you know, he was rating all of them in his head and, you know, had his folder there. But I mean, so it is important because otherwise, other people will be making these decisions for you.
Right.
And our senior wants to be independent and have a voice in where they're going to
and
recover.
And we want them to be independent and their choice be the decision that's made for them.
Absolutely.
Very important.
Well, it is important. And you know, the alternative of not aging is not good. So we're all going to continue to do that. But we want to do it in our own terms. And you can make. I mean, as I indicate, we're all aging at some point in our life. We're from the time we're born. So, but make these decisions and make them on your own. And we've got all this available here today. So we want to encourage everybody to come by. And when you come into the mall, we want you to stop by and say hello to Sharon and I and let you know that we're reaching out to you and that you're hearing us.
And come by, visit Kelly Valish at Marquis Shaft at her booth and learn more about skilled nursing and rehabilitation and all of those wares. And again, the event is from 9 to 1 today. And Trish and I are here in the mall from 7 to 10 live on the air. And we'll be interviewing some other vendors and chatting about all that's to come. And
absolutely.
So we're here for you.
So thanks so much, Kelly.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break now, and we'll be right back.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting a new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith's work done on our guns, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service, always having what the customer needs in stock at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222, live from the Mount Shasta Mall, and all that that implies. Free Fire Radio will continue with our special edition from the Healthy Aging Fair right after these messages.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
With the changing of seasons here in Northern California, it may be time for a change for you and your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to see Salt Creek Heights. Salt Creek Heights is located on the west side of Reading along Eureka Way, just minutes from the heart of downtown Reading. The new luxury homes from Palomar Builders are truly that. And prices start at just $4,038. Salt Creek Heights is 273 acres of land that supports residential units to a variety of single-family home sites. When you walk into a home in Salt Creek Heights, you'll see the exceptional quality and beauty that Palomar Builders builds into every home. Many lots have mountain and open space views, and all homes come with an entry-level solar system. As they say, seeing is believing. Make plans to see the model home. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534. To find Salt Creek Heights, take Eureka Way to 299 West and North on Buenaventura Boulevard. Palomar Builders, building your memories.
The best of the best meet up May 16th through 19th as Wranglers and Leather come together to celebrate 70 years of Reading rodeo history. The toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast with four nights of pure adrenaline pumping excitement. Opening night, the extreme bull riding event, barrel racing, and the insanity of the wildly popular chuck wagon races. Purchase tickets for the May 12th steak feed and rodeo tickets online at readingrodeo.com or at the rodeo ticket office on Auditorium Drive. Sponsored by Foothill Distributing, McConnell Foundation, and California Highway Patrol.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress, and tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. This is Trish Clark. I'm joined here this morning by
Sharon Clark. Good morning, everyone.
And we're over at the Mount Shasta Mall doing a live remote. We're at the Healthy Aging Fair. It's just about getting ready to start here. Well, in another hour or so, it starts at 9 o'clock. We've got 40 vendors setting up great booths over here right now. We want you to come by between 9 and 1 today. Visit with all these people. Anything you need to know about aging in Shasta County, any services that are available, anything you need to learn about the facilities, the doctor's care, skilled nursing facilities, assisted living facilities, medications, you name it, anything about it, they're going to have information here to help you. We are joined right now by Dr. Dale Little from Physical Therapy and Balance Center. They're going to be doing a fall risk assessment here today. Welcome, Dale.
Thank you very much.
Tell us what you're here and what you do.
Well, my name is Dr. Dale Little. I'm a physical therapist, and I am the owner of Physical Therapy and Balance Center here in Reading. And we are today doing a fall risk assessment for our clients and for the public to determine if they're a fall risk. We have a special system. It's called the Burtek system, and it is designed to help us to, one, determine somebody's fall risk and also to help them train their balance.
And so one of the great things about this, and I got to fortunately take a tour of your business, you're right down from me. He's like literally four doors down from my office, is if you do determine a risk, what are they able to do with that fall assessment?
With the fall assessment, they're able to take a printout to their physician, and they're able to show their physician what's going on, and then they're able to get a referral, hopefully from their physician, to be able to come see us.
And Medicare would potentially cover that.
Medicare covers it, typically, yes.
And so then that gives that kind of the baseline, because Medicare will cover, you know, the rehab situations as long as the doctor is saying, hey, with therapy, we think this person could improve.
Absolutely.
So you're helping to show a deficit, so that we can get, that you have a baseline of like, okay, here's what we can do for you from this point.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And once they get the referral from the physician, they come in, they get a comprehensive evaluation, and we'll be able to determine what's going on, what's causing them to fall, and we'll be able to help them.
And I think a lot of times that balance issue, I mean, it comes with a lot of other medical problems. You know, you have had a flu, you've had a UTI, you've, you know, maybe had one fall already, and now you're sore on one side, and you're more likely for another fall. There's that fall, and Trish, you and I know this, with being a lot around seniors, you know, that fall leads to a lot of other medical problems. So if we can prevent the fall, and the balance is strong, and the core is strong,
right,
we're setting people up for a lot more independence.
Right. Mm-hmm. And a lot of problems with falls in our seniors comes with possibly sedentary lifestyle and not being as active as they otherwise should be. And being afraid to walk, being afraid to lift your feet, and then you get the long-term, that shuffle that people oftentimes get, not the best balance and not the best posture. So we work on that as well. We have some very technical, sophisticated equipment in the office that will help anybody just about improve their balance.
Yeah, so the one that I loved was the SOS.
Right.
And Trish doesn't like acronyms, so you can tell her what does that stand for.
Sure. Well, the Safety Overhead Support System is made by a company called SoloStep. We brought it into our office to help our patients so they won't fall. Now, this is different than parallel bars or different than having to feel like you're going to fall. And we can challenge people without any risk whatsoever of their falling. And so what happens is we put them into our system, which involves like a nice safety harness and support system that enables them to walk and to step over things safely and work their muscles and work their posture and improve overall balance and stability. It's an amazing system, and we have some amazing outcomes.
It's kind of like, for those of you trying to visualize this, like a zip lining thing. Like you're very super hooked
into that. I can do the zip line.
And you know, it's just like tracks on the ceiling, and so it has you upright, so you're not like bending over that walker. And then once you're really doing well with the upright, they have these hurdles they'll put kind of on the ground to simulate like stepping over things.
And
I agree with you. I haven't thought about this, but what you just said, as far as people that get nervous about walking in a fall, they tend to do less, which actually sets them back even further and makes them more at risk of a fall.
Correct.
And so we find ourselves, you know, getting these little walkways to our home. We do this, we do that. We sit in the same chair all day long. We go out once a week, and we're scared the entire time we're going to have a fall. And sometimes that fear will then spur a fall because now we're so nervous.
you know. The falling, and it's something that happens to everybody. But you notice it more as you age, and once you fall, you don't bounce as well as you used to.
No, you don't.
As you age, your bones are just not as likely to heal as quickly. So it is a fear as people get older that they live with on a regular basis. As you indicate, the way they get around that is to do less, and that's the worst thing they can be doing. They need to be more active and work on those balance skills and those things so that they don't have that risk of falling.
Correct. I think the best way to highlight this is with a little case example.
Sure.
And that would be, I had a lady that I was seeing. She's 90 years old. Her daughter brought her in and to the office, and very fearful of falling, very weak. And over the course of time seeing her, she really had an amazing outcome. And then a year later, she came in for a different problem, and her daughter said, I can't tell you how much you helped her before. And she told me that the year prior, getting into the swimming pool at their home was very, very difficult, and she needed a lot of help. And this last summer, when they went swimming, she was able to get in and out without any help whatsoever.
Wow.
It was amazing. And we see that time and time again.
So it boils over into other areas of their life, not just the safety, but maybe quality of life.
Oh,
experiences
huge
where
quality
they
of
can
life.
Be out maybe sitting at the park watching their grandkids longer than they would have before without pain or fear and compromise.
I have another lady who likes to walk with her mom on the river trail, and her mom was always having to hold on to her the whole time. And they're now walking on the river trail, and she doesn't have that fear of falling anymore. So she's not having to hold on so tight, and they're able to enjoy their life. And one
that's
thing,
why we
yeah.
do this. Yeah.
Well, and once again, I want to remind you that the reason we're doing this today is that we don't know when we're going to need this, but this is an opportunity to come down, take the fall risk assessment, see if you have an issue, and maybe you can get some help before it gets worse, and find out about this service that is available. So when you do need it, you know where it's at, and you're not just
going. Correct. Prevention is key in everything. And if we identify things early on, it's a lot easier to recover.
Yeah, so Physical Therapy and Balance Center will be here, and Dr. Dale will be manning his booth and chatting with you. And, again, you can take that fall risk assessment. He will give you a printout that if you have some deficits, he can instruct you to take it to your doctor, ask for the prescription to Physical Therapy and Balance Center. The other thing you guys have, even on your treadmill, is you have the harness.
Right.
So that they can start on the treadmill and feel safe. And
correct.
I love that, because a lot of times people they're fearful of even the therapy part of it, of hurting themselves while they're doing that. So you really help people feel so comfortable in there to start this process and then see those gains happen.
Yes, mm-hmm. A significant part of our office is about helping people to regain their function in their life and their safety and their balance and to restore their quality of life.
Mm-hmm. So we are down here at the Healthy Aging Fair today, and Dr. Dale is just one of the vendors that will be here from 9 to 1 chatting with you. We have passports that you'll be given when you register at the registration table. You'll get those signed off, and then there's a prize drawing at 12:30. We'll have a bunch of gift baskets to give away with all kinds of fun things in them. Again, we have the fall assessment going on at Physical Therapy and Balance Center, and then we have a memory care assessment going on at Shining Care's booth, and we'll have them on a little bit to talk about what that'll entail. So there's all kinds of resources in here. We want everyone to come on down and say hi.
Well, absolutely, and it's windy out there today. You don't want to be out walking around. This is a good opportunity to come down. The 40 separate vendors that are going to be here with information. You can come take your time one-on-one to talk to these people, get this information. As I've said repeatedly over the last 2 days, we're all aging, and that's a good thing, but we need to be prepared about the things that can come up in our life as we age. And know when something happens what you can do about it.
And even prevention. And some of this you may today go, wow, I hadn't even thought about my fall risk, and now I have my assessment. And rather than wait for something to happen, I'm going to start working on prevention.
Because we all do things. One of the things we do is not move around enough. I have friends who don't go out so much anymore, but I always say to them, well, they say, well, they put the phone right next to them, and then they do this and they do that. And they go, no, leave the phone where it's at. And when it rings, get up and answer it. This is a good thing. You need to, go out in your yard. Take your dog out and just don't let him out. Go out and spend time in the yard with your animal. Get up and move around. Even if you're not out in the community, you still need to be moving around in your home.
If you don't use it, you lose it.
Start,
that
turn off
true.
The TV, get out, and start loving your life.
There you
That's
go.
Exactly right. I, of course, I'm one of those people that I'm going to fight this aging just kicking and screaming the whole way. I refuse.
Yeah, I know. When you have a setback, I don't know if I want your son calling me. I think he'll be a really hard client.
I think you're absolutely right, Sharon. I think that's a given.
I don't know if that'll be a gift for me or not.
It's something you're going to have to suffer with.
Well, thanks so much for joining
Thank
us,
Dale.
Thank
you very much for having me.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're going to take a break now, and we'll be right back.
We're going to actually stretch out just a little bit here and explain to people they can come down to the Mount Shasta Mall. Come inside, and we are just right in front of, I mean, literally right in front of JCPenney's. So you stop by, say hi to the girls, and the funny-looking guy who's twisting all the knobs. But we've got another 2 hours on this live remote from the Mount Shasta Mall. So we do invite you to come on down. The news coming up at the top of the hour from Town Hall is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Israel, Saudi Arabia, and Bahrain, among the Mideast nations, applauding President Trump for pulling the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal. Israel's U.S. Ambassador Ron Dermer tells the Salem Radio Network the deal paved the way for a nuclear-armed Iran.
The greatest danger is not that Iran is going to violate it and get to a nuclear bomb. It's that by keeping the deal, Iran can basically get to the cusp of an entire nuclear arsenal. And that's why this deal was so dangerous.
The U.S. and its allies in the war on terror have scored a big victory over ISIS. In one of his latest tweets, the president writes, the five most wanted leaders of ISIS just captured. The White House, approaching the upcoming summit with North Korea, has a huge opportunity. But Special Assistant to the President Victoria Coates says they're also being realistic.
We're not under any illusions about the party that we're dealing with here. And we were so excited when the hostages came home overnight two nights ago. But at the same time, I mean, what happened to them was horrible.
Coates tells the Salem Radio Network the president's goal for the summit is a nuclear-free Korean peninsula. Stung by bad publicity following a recent incident, Starbucks will now be opening its restrooms to everyone, whether they bought anything or not.
The move follows last month's arrest of two African-American men at one of its Philadelphia locations. Starbucks still plans to shut down more than 8,000 of its U.S. stores on the afternoon of May 29th to teach its 175,000 workers how to better spot unconscious bias.
Correspondent Matt Small. One Palestinian reported killed, 49 others wounded in the latest Friday protests along the Gaza-Israel border. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 118 points, NASDAQ ahead 13, the S&P is up 9 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a retirement account worth more than $100,000? Pay very close attention to what I'm about to tell you. Gold is a better way. Gold, it's better. Better way to protect your retirement. A better way to grow your retirement, and better than everything you're currently doing inside your retirement account. My name is Adam Baratta. I'm the founder of GoldIsABetterWay.com, and I'm so certain gold is going higher in price and going to outperform stocks and bonds, I've created the world's first gold retirement protection platform ever built. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you free access. Once you see this, you'll have no choice but to agree, and all you need to do is call for your special code. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. On a recorded line, you'll get a special code. You can join the site for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole. Just call 800-900-8000. Get your code. Get it now. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. GoldIsABetterWay.com.
Iran is asking Airbus to commit to delivering the 100 passenger planes Iran ordered. Now that President Trump has pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal.
The airline Iran Air has orders for 100 Airbus planes. The sanctions that will come into force in the U.S. over the next 6 months are likely to affect firms that supply Iran and have operations in the U.S. Airbus falls into that category and so has to make a decision about whether it's willing to go ahead with the order from Iran. It includes sales of the company's newest wide-body jet, for which demand has been sluggish. Losing those sales would be a particular problem. The firm's main competitor, Boeing of the U.S., also has orders from Iran, which are now in doubt.
That's the BBC's Andrew Walker. A family of seven, including four children, has been found dead with gunshot wounds at a rural property in southwest Australia. Authorities say it could be the country's worst mass shooting in more than 20 years. News and analysis, townhall.com. The woman who held the title of America's oldest person has died.
Delphine Gibson was 114 years old. She died at a nursing home in Huntingdon, Pennsylvania, where she lived for the past decade. Although she was blind and deaf near the end, a nursing home official says Mrs. Gibson liked to sing, especially spiritual music. She wasn't on any medicine, just vitamins, and had attributed her long life to good food and her faith. She was born in 1903 in South Carolina, married in 1928, and her husband died in 1980. With the passing of Delphine Gibson, it's believed that 113-year-old Leslie Brown of Ohio is now the oldest American. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Los Angeles County authorities responding to reports of shots fired at Highland High School in Palmdale. A spokesperson for the L.A. County Sheriff's Department says there's no confirmation that shots were fired. They're checking into it. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. It's not Carl and Linda. This is Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning.
And this is 2 days in a row. Can you imagine me getting up that early 2 days in a row? We're here doing a live remote at the Healthy Aging Fair at the Mount Shasta Mall. We invite you to come by. The fair is going to be going on from 9 to 1 o'clock today. Sharon and I and Bob Belongi and his lovely wife Brenda are going to be here from 7 to 10 with doing this live remote, so all kinds of time to come in and visit with us. But we invite you to stop by and see these 40 vendors. We're looking for a high today in Reading of 80 and a low of 54. Windy. It's going to be windy. It's about 62 in downtown Reading as we speak. On Saturday, we're looking for a high of 88, a low of 58. Sunday, 84 and a low of 60. And on Monday, a high of 85 and 60. Looks like it's going to hang right around in there till the end of the week, next week, and a little chance of a little rain towards the end of next week. But we are going to have those high wind advisories coming. So please be careful when you're out on the freeways and watch for fire danger, because that certainly happens as soon as the wind starts blowing and it gets this hot. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So we've been visiting with a bunch of the people here, and we have one of the return guests from yesterday. Jim Robinson was with us yesterday from Senior Care Solutions. He's kind of the unofficial chair. If it works, he's the chairman of this event, and if it doesn't, he's not. Is that right, Jim?
Exactly.
Well, it's coming together beautifully here. They're setting up all these great booths and all the stuff they're going to be giving away, and so much going on here starting at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, well, it actually started early for us. For me, an unnamed individual started texting me at 6:30.
Yeah, I hear that.
Oh, wait a minute. I know who it is. She's laughing.
Well, my brain started kicking on with a few things. I was like, did this get done? Did that get done? Jim's like, I got it. So I just had to double check a few things because I was a little bit out of commission yesterday with a family issue. So Jim picked up the slack for me. So thank you, Jim.
Oh, thank you. So, it's a team effort. So.
Yes, absolutely. So we've been really excited when Jim and I first started chatting with the Older Adult Policy Council this year about this fair. We were both on the same page with, we need a new location.
Right.
A number one, it was just not as friendly of a venue out at Mercy Oaks. So it's convenient. There's parking and things like that, but destination locations are tough. We wanted a little bit more of a non-threatening space, easy access for vendors, maybe some foot traffic that we weren't getting out there. So I think it's going to be great this year here.
I think it is too. Mm-hmm. We're excited about partnering with the mall this year and hopefully moving forward.
It'll be great. And we have no idea how many people to expect, so we definitely want to encourage you, if you're listening, to come on down. The event's from 9 to 1, And Jim will be here. And Jim, tell us a little bit about what you'll be focusing on at your booth, Senior Care Solutions.
Sure. What I do is I help people find assisted living and independent living as well as memory care. So I'll screen them, do an assessment, try to determine what their physical, emotional, social, mental needs are, and then also take a look at what is available out there in the marketplace for them, and then also try to put them in the right size facility. There are six-bed facilities all over town, up to 150 beds. So the idea is to partner them with the right place, either as well as geography. Sometimes it's nice to be close to a loved one. Mm-hmm. And I've done placements actually out of town. I did one in Ventura for a couple that lived in Millville. Their daughters lived in Southern California and really wanted them down south, so I partnered with somebody who does the same thing down in Ventura County and got them placed down there.
Mm-hmm. I think it's really important. Sometimes families get overwhelmed. They're trying to make these decisions. And as we kind of alluded to on the radio yesterday, sometimes you're just looking for an opening, and you're not looking at the big picture to be sure that this is a long-term placement. If someone has dementia and you put them in a assisted living that doesn't have dementia-trained staff, that's not going to work long-term.
Exactly. Yeah. And what you really want to do is find the final place for them to go. Dementia or not, you really want to find the right spot so that they're there for the rest of their lives, mm-hmm. and they're comfortable. With dementia, change is the enemy of the disease. So you really, as Sharon said, you don't want to put them into a place that doesn't have the appropriate training, or if it's the wrong environment for them. It's more than just looking for a bed. It's looking for the right community to place them in.
And you're kind of also looking at their financial situation.
Right.
Because oftentimes some places are, you know, add on these different costs as the care increases. It's a certain amount in the door, but then if you need bed management, showers, you know, it's all kind of a la carte.
Right.
And sometimes families don't realize that.
And it can go up over time, mm-hmm. And does. So, and the other we do is we take a look to make sure that if they're a veteran, that's one of the first questions that I ask. If they're a veteran or surviving spouse and meet certain criteria, there's a program called Aid in Attendance that they may qualify for that will help defer some of that cost. Mm-hmm. And we will have the Veteran Service Office for Shasta County here at the fair today.
Yes.
So any veterans that are out there, stop by and talk to me, and then I'll send you over to talk to
them.
Yeah,
veterans or widows of veterans.
Yes, surviving spouses mm-hmm. and veterans, so yes.
We love to find you free money.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, and that's what we want to remind the people. If you're listening out there today and you don't have anything to do for the morning or what have you, take some time and come down here. There's all kinds of things available that you can acquaint yourself with, maybe for a friend. Maybe you have a friend that's facing some of these decision-making things. And it's so much better to be prepared, have this information available as you age and as these things come up so that you know what's available. We're really blessed here in Shasta County with all kinds of services, great facilities, all kinds of people who are very skilled and able to give you that information. When you've got an emergency going on in your life and someone's fallen or someone's just recovering from an accident and you have to make all these decisions, you need that information before. So you have a file to go to that says, okay, these are the people I need to contact. At least a contact person that will guide you through this, you know, mist of people that are available. This is your great opportunity to do that. Come down today. Stop by the booth and talk to Sharon and I and let us know you're listening out there. But this is a great opportunity from 9 to 1, again, at the Mount Shasta Mall. We're right in front of the JCPenney store, and that's the wing of the people that are there that get a cup of coffee and wander around and take advantage of this great opportunity. We're going to have some great basket drawings. Things that they're going to be giving away and just an opportunity to learn about all kinds of services that are available.
Yep. Any final thoughts, Jim?
I'm too tired to think.
And you need to get over there and get your booth all set up and get ready for the crowd at 9 o'clock. Yeah,
so no, but I would really encourage people to come down and visit us, particularly the children of seniors. Sometimes it'll come on you really fast, as Trish was saying. All of a sudden they get injured or hurt, wind up in the hospital and wind up in rehab and get told, hey, they're getting discharged tomorrow, and you can't respond that quickly if they can't go home. Mm-hmm. So there are so many people down here that can help the people, the seniors as well as the families.
And I've even learned, I mean, just being on this committee and working with these vendors, getting their tables registered, et cetera. I've learned about some of the services, and I've heard of it before. But, for instance, you know, Debbie Weiland coming on and talking about HICAP and Medicare and how they can help seniors navigate those plans. You know, I knew she existed, but it kind of was out of my brain.
Right.
So sometimes you might have even been introduced to some of this before, but it's good to reacquaint yourself with people and kind of vet people for yourself, have relationships that you know when you need services, you know who you want to call, and you've developed that relationship, you've told your adult children about it. And if you're the adult child and you're having difficulty getting mom to chat about these things, this is a great kind of icebreaker. Come on down and chat about that kind of stuff. And we're going to be here again with a live remote from 7 to 10 this morning. The event's from 9 to 1, prize drawings at 12:30. So come on down and say hi to Trish and I, and we'll be happy to direct you in the right way to get your passport and get entered into all the prize drawings.
Yeah, and we're going to be visiting with some more people as we go on here this morning. And right now we're going to take a bit of a break, and we'll be back. Thanks so much, Jim, for joining us.
Thank you.
7:14 on KCNR's Free Fire Radio special edition of the program. 3 full hours from the Mount Shasta Mall where we are live. We also want to send a big shout out to Crackmaster. They're our buddies in a proper windshield repair. Jeff Wurst has been fixing windshields for years. He's Bureau of Automotive Repair approved. He's from the old school. Every repair is a sign of his quality workmanship. He wants to know that you're going to get a good job. He doesn't work off the side of the road. He has a controlled environment to repair your windshield. Chips up to the size of a quarter, cracks at the 24 inches. Bring your car by, your car or truck by, for a free inspection and analysis. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist, Crackmaster, 328 South Market, 241-8373 for an appointment today. Free Fire Radio Live Edition will continue from the Mount Shasta Mall after these messages.
The Bulls are back. It's Bulls and Barrels, Wednesday, May 16th, as Wranglers and Leather meet up with the toughest cowboys, the baddest bulls, the talent and grace of barrel racers, and the insanity of chuck wagon races. A full night of extreme bull riding, WPRA barrel racing, chuck wagon races, and a little mutton busting thrown in for the little tykes. Opening night of Reading Rodeo will be a night of thrills, danger, and excitement as guys, girls, and kids match up for this wild and gritty event. Book your tickets now at readingrodeo.com or the Rodeo Ticket Office. Hurry, this show will sell out.
Real people, real winners. Thanks to you, our loyal guests, Wind River Resort and Casino is celebrating 25 years at the river. Prepare yourself for incredible entertainment, promotions, prizes, giveaways, gaming, food, and fun all month long. Over $100,000 in prizes. Don't miss your opportunity to win a tiny house RV. So grab your friends and come celebrate 25 years at the river with us, May 1st through the 31st. There's so much going on. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County for all you do. You have one of the most challenging jobs in the world. Joe Rodola from Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting thanks you for helping save lives and protecting our property.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
A special edition of Free Fire Radio live from the Mount Shasta Mall at the Healthy Aging Fair. We'll get to that in just a moment. Cypress Square Barbershop brings you this portion of Free Fire Radio. Man's Last Stronghold, 2463 Athens Avenue, 244-9478. Great place for the guys to get a haircut. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back to the Healthy Aging Fair. We're getting ready to start here in a little while. It's going to be open at 9 o'clock from 9 to 1, and it's got 40 vendors here who are anxious to share their information about everything you need to know about aging healthy time in Shasta County. And so we're joined right now by Kendra Adcock, and she's the program assistant for the Alzheimer's Association. Welcome, Kendra.
Thank you. Good morning.
So we hear so much about the Alzheimer's Association and, of course, the big walk that you guys have. What are you guys showcasing at your booth today? What is your focus? What do you want to educate our Shasta County public on today?
We are going to be speaking about some ways to keep your brain healthy because we know that Alzheimer's disease and dementia is a big concern for people. So we have some tips and information on ways to keep your brain healthy. And we're also promoting some of the programs and services that we do in the Shasta County area.
That's great because we do want to work on fundraising for the Alzheimer's disease and cures, but also prevention. So they can learn about some preventative measures. And when is the Alzheimer's Walk this year? Is it June?
It's September 22nd.
Oh, I want it to be earlier. September 22nd. And have you ever been able to go to the Alzheimer's Walk, Trish?
No.
It is so empowering. I mean, for some reason, I missed it for a couple years, and then I was able to go last year, and we had a team from Home Helpers, and my grandmother had a form of dementia, and so you have these little flowers, and you carry them, and the wind's blowing. They're like plastic flowers, and you walk across the bridge, and you put them in the ground, and you've written your family's name on them. All these people are honoring their loved ones that maybe dealing with Alzheimer's disease or have passed away with Alzheimer's disease. It's touched their lives in some way, and I really encourage families to get involved. That's just one of the things you guys are doing. And do those funds stay locally, or does that go into the big bank of Alzheimer's Association?
Those funds stay with our local chapter, okay, which is Northern California, Northern Nevada.
That's great. And what other programs?
We also have an event that we have that we're partnering with Passages Caregiver Resource Center. It's David Troxell. He is the author of The Best Friend's Approach to Care, he offers some different techniques and ways for you to work with a person living with Alzheimer's disease or dementia. And that is Wednesday, September 22nd Wednesday, September 12th at Gaia Hotel in Anderson. And we have another workshop coming up in the Reading area on June 28th, and that's at Marquis Shasta from 5:30 to 7 p.m. It's the basics of Alzheimer's disease. So it covers the differences between normal aging and dementia, the basics of Alzheimer's disease and related disorders, how to go through the diagnostic process, and how to manage the disease.
And this is so important because I am oftentimes on the front lines with families in home care with that diagnosis coming in and families trying to understand it, not quite grasping it, and especially, and I think the Passages event at Gaia, it's challenging to learn how to communicate.
Absolutely.
We revert back to how we used to talk to people. There's frustration when they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And especially I see it with spouses because when you've been married for 50-something years, you're used to talking to your husband or wife a certain way. And when you're saying, honey, remember I told you that. It's a simple thing. But you need to change your lingo because, of course, they're going to say, no, you never told me that. And mm-hmm. they're going to say, yes, I did remember. And then it starts this dialogue of stressful conversation, and all of a sudden there's a trigger and there's an argument, and just I just say to the family, say, oh, I'm sorry, I thought I had mentioned that, well, and then move on. But you probably see that too. It's just like it's so such a challenge, and families don't realize they're triggering people sometimes by just their reaction.
Yeah, and at the Alzheimer's Association, we can help support those families and caregivers during those changes and help give them tips and techniques and tools to better manage their interactions with their person with the disease. Mm-hmm.
Kendra, I want to go back to something you said earlier, because we all think about this, and the Alzheimer's disease is such a debilitating, one of the most horrible things I think that can happen as we age. But you mentioned early on that there's some things that we can do to help our brains not do that. Or maybe keep it from happening as quickly. So you've got that information available, and you're going to be sharing that with people today?
Absolutely.
That's worth the trip down here.
It totally is.
I mean, to me, the prevention, I always think that everything we can do to make this aging process more bearable, because it's got a lot of kinks in it as we age. But if you've got tips that we need to know about those and can be practicing them, anything you can do to keep yourself from you're going to age one way or the other. The better way you can do it with all these tips. So you've got that information. People need to stop by the Alzheimer's Association booth down here at the Mount Shasta Mall, the Healthy Aging Fair, and pick up those tips so you don't have to do that other stuff.
And also, if they're interested, they can chat with you about the walk and getting a team together. Is that stuff kicking off yet?
Yes, we have our community engagement manager, Alicia Rowland, here. She'd be happy to speak with anybody that has any questions at all about the walk to Alzheimer's
disease. Yeah, I mean, that was just, I love that walk. I think it's a great community event. It's right there at the convention center on the lawn, and there was booths set up and music, and it was a really super positive, very uplifting way to honor people with Alzheimer's disease, to raise money for more education and research, which we all want to find a cure for this thing.
And I think September is a much better time to do a walk at the convention center than June is.
Yeah.
I'm just saying,
It is a better time. It is a better time. And so do you guys have lists of, like, support groups for people, too, if they have a family member that's going through this or they themselves are going through it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. If family members are going through this, we encourage them to call the Alzheimer's Association. We have a 1-800 number. It's 1-800-272-3900, where we can provide all sorts of information, resources, and support to people going through this.
It's really important, because when you're living with a family member or a loved one with this, sometimes you feel very isolated. If you don't realize what tools you might need, and when you're just hanging out with other people in that same situation, spouses or adult children, sharing techniques, because I think one thing with Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia is what works for you one day in communicating may not work the next. So you kind of have to have your arsenal of idea to go to try to, you know, just from simple things like helping someone get dressed in the morning, to eating, to taking medications. All these things can be struggles as the disease progresses, and to have other family members saying, oh, have you ever tried this approach or that approach? And you realize you're not alone. And I think there's a lot of camaraderie that happens. Have you been able to attend some of these support groups and see kind of what happens in there?
Oh, yeah. Yes. The camaraderie and the sharing that happens in those support groups is really beautiful. And for caregivers to know that they are not alone, and there are people that are going through it alongside them and can help them and can give them emotional support and advice and information, is a really wonderful experience.
It's super important.
Absolutely, because the caregiver sometimes is overlooked in this whole process, and we put our emphasis on the person with the disease. The caregiver is really, their health can be impacted so severely, they can't get away from it. So these support groups are so important to keep them healthy, because they can't help the loved one if they can't maintain their mental and physical stability as well.
Agreed.
And I always say, remember in the airplane, they say, put the oxygen mask on you first. And this is so important. I always say this to a lot of family caregivers.
Exactly.
Because you have to be, I always say, if you're not okay, this person can't be at home. So their 24-hour care, their ability to stay at home, is dependent upon this caregiver's health too.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Oftentimes that caregiving spouse or that adult child is not as able to take care of themselves and do that self-care, which is so important.
Well, they've
got to
be sure that they're eating good and getting their rest and getting the relief they need from time to time. And that's not always possible. And it's very difficult for a person with your face, especially with an aging couple. The first thing they don't want to admit they need help, because they've been taking care of that other person for 50 years and they can handle this. And they don't realize that they really need that support, the caregiver, to keep their balance, or they can't help the loved one. and then they both end up in a facility, and that's not what we want. So this is great. I'm just encouraging everybody to come down today. So much information available. Great people. Your opportunity to just sit and chat. You'll find answers that you wouldn't even know you were looking for. You didn't even know you had the questions. 40 different booths down here, all set up in an area, and you get a little passport as you come in. You'll sign up, go around, put your name in the drawing basket, so that you can win some of these great prizes that are available, and just get a whole bunch of information to put in your arsenal so that as you age, you know, you're ready for it and can do this gracefully as we age.
And stop by and see Kendra and her staff at the Alzheimer's Association booth, and again, learn about preventative measures, how to keep your brain healthy, which I know Trish needs some help with. Just kidding.
Okay,
so she showed up on time today, and she didn't get stuck at the rusty nail, so we're pretty good.
We're in good shape here, right? 2 days in a row. I mean, I'm on a roll. I can't believe this.
You remembered your earrings today.
I got earrings on today too, as well. All right, so we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Kendra, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right.
And the special edition of Free Fire Radio live from the Healthy Aging Fair at the Mount Shasta Mall will continue after a few messages. Four Winds Jewelry brings you this portion of the program, 2225 Hilltop Drive, 222-2750, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry, Free Fire Radio will continue after this.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
My name is Sam. I am 19 and was born and raised in Reading. It looks like criminals are taking over our city. There's so many parks in Reading that I played in when I was a kid. It seems now that they're covered with trash and filled with sketchy-looking people. It's sad, but I won't go near those parks. Why can't we do something about this? I hear stories of people walking into stores, taking whatever they want, and walking out without paying, and nothing happens to them. Cars get stolen by the same bad guys, and still, nothing happens to them. Then I learned that the state gave Shasta County $20 million to build an adult rehabilitation center. This was supposed to help convicted criminals learn new skills so they might find a better life. Seems like a step in the right direction, but the county gave the money back. Why?
My name is Joe Comenti, and I'm asking you to elect me to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Law enforcement is aggressively trying to protect us, but it's time for new leadership at the Board of Supervisors. It's time for action.
Paid for by the committee to elect Joe Comenti.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California for a limited time. NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Register online at usgunpro.com or call NFI at 999-1822. Now back to our special edition of Free Fire Radio live from the Mount Shasta Mall.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark. It is Friday morning.
You almost said Thursday.
I'm confused. I've been here for 2 days now. And of course, I'm joined this morning as co-host with Sharon Clark. And we are doing the Healthy Aging Fair at the Mount Shasta Mall. 40 vendors are here and booths, nonprofits, all kinds of people who are going to talk to you about everything you need to know about great aging opportunities in Shasta County. We're joined now by Heather Newcomb. She's with Hilltop Estates and Shasta Estates.
Good morning,
independent
Heather.
Living facilities.
Good morning.
So Trish, and you, do you know the difference between independent living and assisted living?
Well, independent living is you're living without people coming in and taking care of you, I'm assuming, and assisted living
yes.
is, yeah. But your facilities do both sometimes, right?
We do. So we are independent living. However, we do have care providers in our building. So we do have a lot of options for our residents. And so we have been in the community for 33 years, and Shasta Estates is our newer property, and we're a company that's been around for 40 years. As far as like independent, they rent an apartment from us, and we provide housekeeping and maintenance, transportation. So it's kind of like an all-inclusive living.
So, three meals a day.
Three meals a day.
Okay.
Yes.
And people come and go as they please.
They do. And we have residents that have lived there for up to 13 years. So we have a lot of, it's more like a family at this point. But our youngest resident's 56 and our oldest is 100. So we have a variety of ages. But it's just, it's like a home for everyone. It's a good sense of community.
And I was saying, so we have Hilltop Estates, which is the one on Hilltop Drive, which to me has like the front porch and the, it's more like a country feel. And then Shasta Estates on Buenaventura is white and regal and mansion-y.
Yes.
So I think they're kind of a different, and of course,
they are very different.
Shasta Estates has a higher volume of residents, yes?
It's a bigger building. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
And so if I go in there as independent living and as I start to age, perhaps I need a little more assistance. Is that available for me in that same place?
It is. We have care providers in each building, and so there's a few that are actually in the building, but then we contract with a lot of other companies. So
if I needed somebody to come in with medication and take care of me a couple hours a day and a little more maybe assistance with my bathing and things like that, that's available.
Correct.
It is, and even my agency can go in there.
Yes.
We've helped people in there, too.
And they have helped many times over the years. Yeah. So
like home helpers. So we can go in and help. Because once people move into independent living, that becomes like a home environment. Those are their friends. And so you have these setbacks. Maybe you have a little fall or you have a surgery you need recovery from. You're not going to need the hands-on help forever, but there's a transitional time. You don't want to move to assisted living for a couple months. You know, where you can have the care
where you can lose your place at this and then
right. You've got your friends there. Yeah.
It becomes more a permanent home.
Yeah, it's more aging in place now. So,
well, and that's what, you know, that's really what we want for our seniors. I mean, we've talked about this for years. The best thing we can do is keep our seniors in their homes, in their lifestyle permanently and not ever have to go into a kind of an assisted living or a permanent out of your box. So if you've moved from your home and you're now in this independent living, perfect thing is to be able to stay there until you don't need a place to be anymore.
And a lot of people, you know, I've had clients that, you know, like you, Trish, you're able to keep up with your property and your landscaping and all these things. But, you know, if people have, you know, some mobility issues and things and that home gets a tough to upkeep, they're driving further to get into town and things like that, they choose to downsize. And the first idea is to go to independent living where they have their apartment. Again, they're, you know, assisted living is going to have, you know, more regulatory issues on coming and going and checking in and out. Where independent living, you come and go as you please. If you don't show up for a meal, they don't come knock on your door. It's more of that apartment style living. And so that's a perfect transitional space for people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or if they're maybe moving to Reading, their kids live here, they're selling their home, they're not ready for assisted, they don't want the responsibilities
of a home and a yard,
utilities,
and all that.
You know, this covers everything. I think they just pay for their cable?
Yeah, cable and internet.
Yeah, cable and internet.
A lot of people are on Facebook now, so.
Yeah, so they pay for cable and internet, but the phone's provided, all their other utilities are covered, they're 3 meals a day, they have a little kitchen, they can eat in their apartment or go down to the dining room.
How about animals? Can they have animals?
Yes, we have we're very pet friendly. We have lots of dogs and cats in our building.
Oh, that's so good, because I know that's a big thing for a lot of seniors.
It is.
As they age, they're great company, and if they... That's always it. But if I leave my home, I can't take my animal.
Yeah.
And I think they just have to be able to take the dog in and out. They have to be able to potty the animal.
They do. However, we do have some pet walkers in our building, too.
That'll help out with that.
Yeah. And they walk the cats.
It sounds like you're covering all the bases.
we're trying.
Now, do you still encourage people to come in and take a tour and they can have lunch and see you guys?
Yeah. We also offer a trial stay, so they can come and stay at Hilltop or Shasta or any of our properties for 2 nights just to try the experience. And there's no cost.
Wow.
So that sometimes is a better idea before selling your home and moving, because it is a big change. So
now, it used to be that when they rented an apartment, they could stay at any holiday property. Is that still the case?
It is. They can travel. So the only one they do charge for Hawaii properties now, but they can still go to like 300 different properties in the United States. So
they have rental spaces. That are held open.
How cool is that?
So if you want to, and you guys are all over the states.
We are, yes.
Well, see, I'm just encouraging everyone out there that's listening this morning to, in the last 2 days, I've been in this senior care mode for 30 some years, where I was involved with the Older Adult Policy Council, and I really thought I knew more than most people about the opportunities in Shasta County for seniors.
No.
Well, I'm telling you right now, I've learned so much in the last 2 days, that I didn't realize were available. Mm-hmm. So I just encourage you to please come down, take this opportunity to visit these four booths. It's opening at 9:00, which is just around the corner. About 20 minutes. They're going to be here till 1:00.
You're going to pick up start your registration table, which is kind of toward the center court of the mall, on the JCPenney wing. You get your map with all the vendor names and booth numbers on it, a passport, so you can find all the vendors on your little bingo card. Go around, chat with people, gather your info, and then that passport goes into a prize drawing, and at 12:30, you must be here to win. We're gonna have a bunch of gift baskets to give away. But more importantly, as Tricia and I have alluded to throughout the morning, is before the crisis mode, before a big decision happens and you're not prepared, we oftentimes, a lot of us in this industry, and Trish with her her history with the Anderson Senior Center, and along with the Board of Supervisors, has seen these issues happen where people aren't prepared, something catastrophic happens, and all of a sudden you're in crisis mode trying to make arrangements for yourself or your loved one. And this is what we want to see happen, all of us here, that we're taking time out of our day to come and chat with you. And it's a non-threatening environment. You're not having to make appointments with people. Just come by, chat a little bit, gather their info. Bring your parents, bring a girlfriend, come on down here and come by and say hi to Clark and Clark.
Absolutely. And if you're, you know, if you're an adult child and you've got parents that are aging, and this can be a great way to break the ice to bring up these subjects that nobody wants to talk about. We talk about that often, Sharon and I, when we do our show together, that sometimes, you know, you go to your mother and if I as a mother start talking to my son about what I want for my burial and all that, their immediate reaction is, we don't want to talk
He's
about that.
He's
cringeworthy. You know, I mean, that's spooky. We don't want to talk about you. You're young. You're not going to die. Those conversations need to take place. Mm-hmm. You need to share with your children what you want to happen in emergency situations and for that matter at the very end. Your children need to know what your wishes are, because they don't want to be thrown in the middle of this with no idea what you want or what services are available. This is an opportunity to gather that little packet of information and say, this is what I want if emergencies arise.
So, Heather, at your booth today, you guys will be chatting about both facilities, what they offer. If people want to set up a tour, they can do that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Do you have availability in them today?
We have availability in both of our buildings today.
I know sometimes you guys are full.
Yes.
And I think that's another important thing for people to realize is if you look at these places and they're lots of times they may have waiting lists. To get your name on there, so that you have your plan in place. If something happens down the road, you can tell your kids, hey, this is where I've looked at. I've taken the tour. If there's a time that I need to be moved, here's a place that I want to go. I'm on the waiting list. Because there are waiting lists.
Correct.
Yeah. And sometimes the apartment they want may not be available.
Yeah.
I know you guys have studios, one bedrooms and two bedrooms?
We do. And this time of year, we're seeing a lot of families coming in and doing like early stage research. So for us, we're getting a lot of traffic this time of year. Like May is always very busy, but there's a lot of people planning more so than they used to be, which is great.
That's what we're all about here. Is just trying to get people to plan your future.
Plan ahead.
If you can. Because we don't know what we do life one day at a time, I think. But because you don't know what's happening tomorrow, but
very
if you've
true.
Got a little bit of stuff in the background of your mind that you know where you're going. So we're going to take a break right now. Thank you, Heather, for joining us.
Thank you, ladies.
We'll be back with another wonderful vendor in just a moment.
And as our special broadcast from the Healthy Aging Fair continues here on Free Fire Radio, I want to tell you about one of our fine sponsors. Since 1968, North State Security has worked to give their clients and community peace of mind and to help make homes safer and more enjoyable places to visit, work, and live. They are your businesses or events' extra set of eyes and ears against suspicious activity, safety issues, and other hazards. On-site officers and patrol drivers are Northern California's premier security company. North State Security, your ounce of prevention since 1968. We will continue after these messages.
The best of the best meet up May 16th through 19th as Wranglers and Leather come together to celebrate 70 years of Reading rodeo history. The toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast with four nights of pure adrenaline pumping excitement. Opening night, the extreme bull riding event, barrel racing, and the insanity of the wildly popular chuck wagon races. Purchase tickets for the May 12th stake feed and rodeo tickets online at readingrodeo.com or at the rodeo ticket office on Auditorium Drive. Sponsored by Shasta.com and the new Sheridan Hotel.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me Joe Rodola a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio Special Edition at the Healthy Aging Fair. This portion of the program is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center in the heart of downtown Reading. They received the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award. They are a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and they recently earned the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center, the community's choice. And now, back to Sharon and Trish.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning, everyone.
And this is your second morning in a row that you've got to have the Clark Show. And so the Clark and Clark Show, we're here at the Mount Shasta Mall. The Healthy Aging Fair is coming up. It's starting in just about 11 minutes. And the doors are going to be open. We have 40 vendors here that are going to answer all of your questions, give you information about everything you need to know about healthy aging in Shasta County. And we're joined now by a lovely lady, Debbie Cowan.
Good morning, Debbie.
Hi, good morning. Thanks.
So, thanks for joining us today. So tell us what you guys are going to be focusing on at your booth today.
So my booth actually is Health and Human Services Agency, supporting in-home support services and adult protective services.
So with
Shasta County.
With Shasta County, of course, getting the information out about the great services that we have to offer.
So lots of times families that their loved one may need in-home caregiving, they're financially they can't afford it, they can qualify under your umbrella to get that help and get those services in.
That is correct. We are a Medi-Cal program, so they have to be eligible for Medi-Cal. But once we get them eligible, then we can help them find providers and keep them safe in their homes and not out into a SNF. Or assisted living. Mm-hmm.
And that happens all the time.
The SNF, and we now know that that's a skilled nursing facility.
Yeah, Trish with somebody early on that today. So, if you have a family member, and oftentimes I will direct callers to your office as well because they'll call home helpers, and unfortunately, you know, we're a private pay agency and they may not be able to have those resources to hire us. So the Shasta County does have, if you qualify for Medi-Cal and you're low income, they will correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys will kind of do an assessment and award them so many hours a month.
That is correct.
And then that you have a list of providers, or they may have a family member that they want to have provide the care, and you'll help them get all that coordinated.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And that's really similar to what my agency does. It's caregiving, non-medical,
right.
So the cooking, cleaning, helping with medication management, bathing, and all those kinds of things.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Great.
And so that's available through the county because there are a lot of for-profit agencies out there. But a lot of our seniors who are living on their Social Security income, maybe can't afford to have that, can make the difference between them being able to stay in their home. Maybe they just need a couple hours a day, somebody to come in and make sure they're taking their medication appropriately. Or maybe they need help with their bathing and what have you, or food preparation. Just something to kind of fill in those spots to keep them in their home. They can't stay in their home, then it's so much more expensive for the community, for them, and for their quality of life if they have to go to a facility.
Absolutely.
So much easier to keep them in their homes.
Absolutely.
And the other thing that you've been put on the committee for is a survey that we're encouraging all of our participants in the Healthy Aging Fair to take the time to fill out today.
That is correct. So if you come down, right at the registration desk, we've got surveys. We'd love to get your input on the surveys. What we're looking for is what is needed out in the community for older adults, and the survey results will help us get that information and hopefully get some help out to seniors that need things.
And I know one of the goals of the Older Adult Policy Council, as we alluded to in the break, that Trish helped start years ago, not too many years, is that we want to be sure that we're meeting all the needs of our older adult population, our senior population, that we're not duplicating services, that if there are gaps out there. And oftentimes seniors, you know, we've got people that are more, you know, homebound, maybe not out in the community as much, don't have as much of a voice. So we may not realize what's missing. and what those gaps are. So this is where the survey can help us go, where do we want to put funds? What do we want to focus on when we have grant money and things like that?
That is correct. That is correct. So come on down and fill out a survey. If you come down too, we have passports, and once your passport is all filled out after you visited our vendors, you're eligible for a gift basket. So come on down.
Yeah, so that'll happen at 12:30. We're going to start those prize drawings. And again, we really want people to bring your loved one down. If you're a senior yourself, if you had a reason to come down to the mall, come on and by and see us. And you know, the truth of the matter is, some people want to do the passport and do the and go through and see the 20 vendors, and other people may just have a couple people that they want to seek out and see, and that's totally fine too. You don't have to do the passport bingo card if you don't want to. If you just want to come by and say hi to Trish and I and visit a couple vendors that you're interested in, why, that's fine too. The main goal is that we get our resources out there, that we're educating people before the crisis, that we're gathering info with our survey, that we're sharing all of our info. And even, you know, the vendors, it's great for all of us to chat with one another. And oftentimes I may need to know about some of these other vendors to help educate my clients and be a resource. So I want to know all of that, too.
I want to focus just a minute on the survey, because one of the things we've found is that we get into, as providers, we're used to seniors doing and wanting certain things. What I learned operating the Frontier Senior Center for the last 20-some years, our seniors are changing. The things that our seniors were interested in 10, 15 years ago, they're no longer interested in that. They're not so much into wanting to sit down and do the congregate meal thing and play bingo. Now they're into Tai Chi and computer classes and line dancing and playing cards or
yoga.
They want to do a lot of different things at the senior center, and not so much interested in a lot of the stuff that we thought they would. I mean, when we first put the computers in, I wasn't at all sure that that would be a good, gosh, now we've got three classes, you know, classes every 3 days a week, I mean, and they're learning about how to use their smartphones and their tablets and how to Skype and all these things that yesterday's senior wouldn't be the least bit interested in. And so that's what this survey is about. Tell us what you need. We need to provide for the aging population. What is there a gap? Things you want to do. Maybe we need, I don't know, maybe we need more dancing in Shasta County. I'd go with that. I think we do, because I love to dance. But I mean, in all seriousness, there's things that, I know transportation is always an ongoing issue. That's probably the number one unmet need in Shasta County, and one of those things that's almost intangible. I'm never sure we're ever going to be able to do it. But there's other things, and things we haven't maybe thought of as providers or people that are doing that. This is your opportunity. Come down, get one of these applications, fill it out, and give us a chance to try to address some of those things. And you might be surprised, some of the things you find are lacking, you might find out they actually exist if you come down to the fair today.
That's true. And some of these questions are asking, you know, if you're married, divorced, or widowed, what's your zip code so that we can see what areas we have issues in, if you still live in your home, if you live alone or with your adult child or your spouse. Some questions about where's your primary income from, so we can identify a client needs. They're asking about, you know, do you have landscaping, home repairs, because there are ways that there's funds available to help seniors get these repairs done to their homes and get a ramp built and different things. So we want to see, you know, where you're having some challenges. And of course there is a section on transportation, because that is always a big issue. You know, we have Uber here now, which has helped a lot. I know that. But you know, and some of the you know, what are your greatest challenges in maintaining independence? And this is a great question, too, that we want to know about. So if and again, as Trish alluded to, and Debbie, it could be lack of knowledge. And maybe part of what we learned from the survey is some of these resources are here. We need to do
available.
A better job of getting that information out.
One of the things that just popped into my mind as you were speaking there is through the county, I know that there is a program, as you indicated, if you've got issues with your house. Some of the, you know, maybe you've got dry rot in the bathroom, or you've got issues with some mold or flooring or roof leaking or anything. If you're in your home and you own your home, there is an opportunity for you to have those repairs made, go through the Community Development Block Grant Program and have those repairs to keep you in your home and made. And then you don't have to make payments on them until after you're no longer living in your home. All kinds of resources out there to help you live a good life. You need to take advantage of them, and there's people here today that can talk to you about those things.
That's true. You did a good job explaining this survey.
Well, we really want that, you know, because I think all of us, at the end of the day, we put a lot of time and effort into our agencies and our marketing and how our outreach programs. And if we're not doing it right or there's a service that is needed, we need to know about it. And so this survey will help us do that. So that survey is actually a little box on the passport. So everybody's going to be encouraged to do that. And again, the event's kicking off here in just a couple minutes. It's almost 9 o'clock. We'll have some seniors coming through, grabbing their passports, visiting the booths. Again, once that passport's initialed off and all the boxes, you'll enter that back into a prize drawing that we'll have at 12:30 for a bunch of amazing gift baskets that have been donated. We've got over 40 vendors here, everything ranging from transportation to assisted living, prosthetics, caregiver resources, legal services, skilled nursing, home health, vision and hearing. We've got a couple different health screenings going on. One is for a fall risk assessment and one is for a memory assessment. So it's definitely the place to be today from 9 to 1. So come visit Trish and I. We're here live for another hour.
Yes, we're going to be here for another hour. Usually we would be signing off right now. We're going to do one more hour on this special edition from KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back on the other side for another hour.
That's right, ladies. Come on down to the Mount Shasta Mall. Come in through the JCPenney entrance there by the Rusty Nail, and you'll find us. We're the folks with the microphones down here. Coming up on SRN Town Hall News, top of the hour, brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Go see their newly remodeled store there at that location. KCNR Shasta Red Acres.